This is Dakota Sports, committed to excellence in sports broadcasting. It's halftime.
It is halftime, and welcome back to Hitchcock, where the Hitchcock Tulare Patriots trailing DeSmet here 20-0 at the half as we start off our halftime show with the scoring summary here from the first half of play. As again, DeSmet leading 20-0 at the break. Couple three first half scores for the Bulldogs. Two of them came in the opening quarter. One on their first play from scrimmage, a 54-yard Caden Fast run. The extra point on that one was no good. It was 6-0, and the Bulldogs would strike again in the opening quarter, this time on a 2-yard Britt Carlson run. The two-point pass, Carlson to Caden Fast, was good, and it was 14-0 after a quarter. DeSmet would tack on another in the second, 4:45 to play. A 7-yard pass, Britt Carlson to Tom Einbaugh. The two-point failed on that touchdown, and that brings us to our halftime score of DeSmet 20, Hitchcock Tulare, nothing. And, of course, that is a score on the scoreboard. Scoreboard updates are brought to you by the Mirror Family Hair Care. Downtown here on 35 4th Street Southeast, Lori and Kylie at the Mirror. Cuts, colors, waxes, styles for the entire family. For an appointment at the Mirror, you can call Lori at 883-HAIR, or you can call or text Kylie at 605-553-1628. The Mirror does accept walk-ins. They're located at 35 4th Street Southeast, downtown Huron. But remember, call 883-HAIR for an appointment with Lori, or call or text Kylie at 605-553-1628. It's Lori and Kylie at the Mirror Family Hair Care, downtown Huron. So they bring us scoreboard updates. 2 minutes to play in the first, so that one probably hasn't been updated for a hot minute. Pierre leading here on 14-0. That is our game of the night if you want to check in live over on 1340 KIJV and Tiger 95. Here in Hitchcock, DeSmet leading Hitchcock Tulare 20-0. Woolsey Wessington leading Britton Hecla 18-0. About 2 minutes to play in the half of that. And at the half, Woonsocket Wessington Springs Sanborn Central leading Lee Deadwood on the road 42-7. So that's the scoreboard update involving our area squads there, as the scoreboard update's brought to you by the Mirror Family Hair Care, downtown Huron. Back to the studios for another 3 minutes. We'll come back and take a look at my unofficial statistics from the first half of play. As the one official statistic we know, Bulldogs 20, Patriots nothing. Back in 3 minutes with more halftime on 1210 KOKK.
Wilbur Ellis is a leading provider of innovative solutions in plant protection, plant nutrition, and field technology. They offer premier products and one-on-one relationships with local field experts to help their customers grow. Wilbur Ellis is committed to bringing you and your operation new and innovative ideas. Contact your local Wilbur Ellis specialist today to find out how to maximize your return on investment. Wilbur Ellis wishes all area high school athletes the best of luck this season.
Action news on the scene. Once again, a craft of some sort has crash-landed. I can see movement coming from the craft.
Is it the sun?
It is. It's confirmed and emerging now exactly what we thought. It is the sun. Ty Clark has just emerged from the craft. He's the son of Kent Clark. And yes, they're teaming up like Superman and Boy Wonder. Father and son finally together. Kent Clark Insurance, Wessington. Equal opportunity provider. 458-2281. For your crop insurance needs.
Brushing up? Bettering yourself? Or pursuing a degree? Huron Community Campus offers in-person classes at just $40 per credit hour plus fees. HCC offers courses through Northern State University, offering quality education at an exceptional value. To learn more, call Huron Community Campus at 605-353-8518. That's 605-353-8518. 8518.
Hi, I am Tyson Lean. As a college wrestler, I push my body to the limit every day. But after a few injuries, I started to feel like I wasn't performing at my best. That's when I turned to Carr Chiropractic and their team of experts. Through a combination of adjustments, rehab, and natural supplements, I was able to recover faster, reduce my pain, and improve my overall performance on the mat. Whether you're an athlete or just looking to improve your health, I highly recommend giving Carr Chiropractic a try.
Stretches Well Service Incorporated would like to wish the Hitchcock Tool Air Patriots the best of luck in today's game. Stretches Well Service does jobs all over South Dakota, including installation of artesian, shallow, and geothermal wells, and pump repair, installation, and irrigation work. Stretches Well Service is your T&L irrigation dealer. Get a hold of Stretch or Jeremy and see what they can do for you. Stretches Well Service of Hitchcock says, Go Patriots!
Cheddar Feedlot of Hitchcock is now selling bred heifers, Black Angus, Red Angus, Fancy F1 Baldy, A1 to Black, and A1 to Charlet. All cattle are ultrasounded for 21-day cycles. Call Tony for viewing at 605-350-0401. Cheddar Feedlot now selling bred heifers. Call them today. Again, call Tony, 605-350-0401. Go Patriots!
You're tuned to Dakota Sports on KOKK.
And welcome back to Hitchcock here as we take a look at a few numbers. One number we know for sure, DeSmet 20, Hitchcock 2 layer nothing here at halftime tonight here in Hitchcock. Let's take a look first of all at the numbers for the DeSmet Bulldogs here tonight. I got Britt Carlson down at 6 of 7 for 88 yards and a touchdown. Caden Fast has 3 catches for 49 yards. Tom Onbaugh, 3 catches for 38 yards and a score. Again, Britt Carlson, 6 of 7 for 88 yards and a touch. On the ground, 15 running plays in the first half. Well, 14, actually. Gannon Gilligan, 1 carry, 0 yards. Gannon Henrich, 4 carries, 7 yards. Britt Carlson, 7 carries, 29 yards and a touchdown. And Caden Fast, 2 carries, 59 yards and a touchdown. So what is that, 96 on the ground, another 88 through the air. They have been kind of heavily penalized in the first half. 5 penalties, 40 yards against the DeSmet Bulldogs here on the road, but 88 passing yards and a touchdown, around 80 or 90 rushing yards and a couple touchdowns, and they lead here at the break 20-0. Trying to get the one last number here to pass along for Hitchcock Tulare as Devin Enander getting a couple of carries tonight. I hadn't seen him chasing or carrying the ball a lot. Peyton Chasinghawk got a couple tonight as well. I haven't seen him carry the ball an awful lot. Of course, I haven't seen an awful lot of the Patriots here. This, I think, the third time we'll see him this season. So, again, no penalties against Hitchcock Tulare in the first half of this game. I got Brendan Knoll down as 4 out of 5 for 0 yards and an interception. Tom Onbaugh, that one interception. Eric Solomon, a catch for 0. Patrick Maynard, 2 catches for minus 1. And Peyton Chasinghawk, a catch for plus 1. So, again, I got Knoll down 4 out of 5, 0 yards and a pick to Tom Onbaugh. On the ground, Devin Enander, a carry for minus 10. Blaze Bringer, a carry for 1. Brendan Knoll, 3 carries for 15 and a fumble lost. Peyton Chasinghawk, a carry for minus 2. And Eric Solomon, 13 carries for 69 yards, as again the Patriots have been kept out of the end zone here in the first two quarters of this one. So Noel Nunn through the air, although they have completed 4 out of 5 passes with 1 interception, and they did lose a fumble, and they'll have around, I suppose, about 70 or so on the ground here in the first half. And again, the Patriots did not commit a penalty through the first two quarters of this game. So that is your halftime report. DeSmet 20, Hitchcock 2 layer nothing here at the break as the Bulldogs looking for their 6th win. They come in at 5-1. Patriots looking for their 5th as they come in at 4-2. Back to the studios for another 2 minutes. We'll come back. We'll get you one final halftime scoreboard update, and we'll be ready for a second half of football here in Hitchcock. At the break, DeSmet 20, Hitchcock 2 layer nothing. 3 minutes to the second half on 1210 KOKK.
It seems like nothing's built to last these days. Well, here's one that's built to last a long time. Portable creep feeders from Burns Manufacturing in Wessington. These creep feeders are built with convenience and durability in mind. Feed flow is easily adjustable with an agitation bar to prevent bridging and snug-fitting lids. Portable creep feeders from Burns Manufacturing are made locally in Wessington, South Dakota. Put a portable creep feeder from Burns Manufacturing of Wessington into your farming operation.
Ice cream, you scream, we all scream for ice cream. Dairy Queen's ice cream, of course. Get your favorite cool treats at Dairy Queen of Huron. Get a chocolate-dipped cone, a dilly bar, hot fudge sundae, or their famous DQ blizzards. And for parties, anniversaries, or any occasion, order a DQ cake or a DQ blizzard cake. Dairy Queen of Huron is open every day of the week. Drive up, carry out, or dine in. Dairy Queen of Huron. Hot eats and cool treats.
Do you know what your cattle are eating? Are they growing like you expect? At Dakota Land Feeds, their experienced feed consultants can help you be sure your cattle are getting everything they need to perform and what will help you increase your bottom line. Let Dakota Land Feeds help formulate the right ration to fit the needs of your cattle, whether you have growing calves, feedlot cattle, yearlings, or beef cows. Dakota Land Feeds has feed consultants across the territory to help serve you. See your local Dakota Land Feeds dealer today.
Are you ready for a new era in orthopedic care? HRMC introduces Dr. Kevin Hofer, a proud Huron native, bringing revolutionary orthopedic care to our community. Dr. Hofer offers expertise in robotic-assisted surgery for less pain and a faster recovery. Superior orthopedic care is available locally. Join us in welcoming Dr. Hofer and embracing the future of orthopedics. HRMC, the right care is right here.
Your headquarters for sports is Dakota Sports on KOKK.
Well, scoreboard updates brought to you by the Mirror Family Hair Care, downtown Huron, 35 4th Street Southeast. Lori and Kylie at the Mirror bringing us scoreboard updates. So, again, here in Hitchcock, 20-0, DeSmet in the lead. Getting your scores up here, the Huron Tigers at Pier tonight. It is now 21-0, Pier leading Huron at the end of the half. Wolsey Westington is up 20-0 with 2 minutes left in the first half against Britton Hecla. And Woonsocket Westington Springs Sanborn Central at the half is leading Lee Deadwood 42-7. So that is your scoreboard update of area teams here as well. Maybe dig into the scoreboard a little deeper as we've got a little bit of time here. See if there was any surprises or maybe any surprises on paper. As again, I don't know. I don't see a whole lot of teams obviously outside of our area, but they do put the ratings here on the score thing so we can kind of get an idea if you got any big games or upsets. Winner leading West Central at the half, 14-0. Winner number one at 11A, West Central number two, so big game there. Madison is leading Lennox 14-8 at the half. Madison unrated, Lennox ranked number five. Most of everything else is going the way of the higher regarded team, I guess you'd say, because obviously you ask a coach, they don't care too much about those rankings, but that's your scoreboard update. Scoreboard updates are brought to you by the Mirror Family Hair Care, downtown Huron. Again, our game of the night over on Tiger 95, the Huron Tigers trailing Pier 21-0 here in Hitchcock. It's 20-0. DeSmet in the lead, and DeSmet will get the ball here after that halftime break. So they will come out of the break here with a chance to add on to that advantage. A fresh 12 is up. The Patriot kick team is on, just awaiting the return team for DeSmet. Here come the Bulldogs, and we'll get ready for a second half of football. Scoreboard updates, again, brought to you by the Mirror Family Hair Care. Remember, Gary Zell Auto Glass will bring us our post-game report. And as long as we're thanking our specialty sponsors, thanks to the South Dakota Attorney General's Office, Division of Consumer Protection, as they brought us the reading of the officials there in the pregame. Chasing Hawk is on to kick it, and looks like DeSmet anticipating possibly an onside kick as they will load up the line, and Chasing Hawk will boot it to the open spot around the 25, and DeSmet just smartly going to fall on top of that with no chance to possibly give the football away. DeSmet will get on top of that around their own 25-yard line. So again, the Bulldogs won the toss, deferred. Patriots took the football. DeSmet defended that, got him on a three and out, and then went down and scored on the first play. The first half, DeSmet leading 20-0 as Carlson sets him in motion to start the second half. They fake the handoff. They give it to Henrich, and Henrich dancing ahead for a gain of a couple, maybe about three. For Gannon Henrich. Henrich, 4 carries, 7 yards in the first half. And we'll pick up a couple here, set up a second and around 8. Smet just across the Patriot 25-yard line. Third quarter just underway. Bulldogs, 3 touchdowns in the first half, 2 in the opening quarter, 1 in the second quarter. Scored in on their first play from scrimmage, a 54-yard fast run. Here's Carlson back to pass, all complete at midfield to Ahnbaugh. He is tackled around the 42. So we'll put him down for 32, Carlson to Ahnbaugh. And that will set up the Bulldogs to the Patriot 43. So third quarter just underway. Another big play here. Carlson now 7 of 8, up over 100 yards. That's around 120 after that pass. 2 receivers right, 1 left. Carlson from the gun, 1st and 10. Will take it himself, following the Henrich block. He dives at the 40 and will pick up around 3.
Carlson is stopped by Solomon. It's the 39 and a half.
Eric Salmon on the stop. The pickup is around 3. Make it 2nd and around 7. Well, the Smet at 5-1 on the year. Lost just a tough one to Stanley County earlier this season. Hitchcock Tulare, of course, losing to Avon and Falkton. Sounds like we'll see Avon next week against Woolsey-Wessington. Sounds like they're pretty good. Here's the pitch outside. Henrich got a little room. Oh, stiff arm, 30, 25, 20, and he's drug out of bounds at around the 15-yard line, around the 17, actually.
By Eric Solman. Bulldogs first down.
18, so 28. On the run by Henrich, and again, DeSmet threatening here. A 1st and 10 and around the 18-yard line as Bulldogs looking to score for the 4th time tonight. Couple in the first quarter, 1 in the second here, and moving the football pretty effectively here to start off the second half. They fake the handoff. They'll give it outside to Henrich, and he is tackled for, I think, no gain, maybe even a short loss. Chasing Ock in on the stop. I think Salmon was there as well.
Stop for no gain brings up 2nd and 10 for the Bulldogs.
So Bulldogs on around a 2nd and 10 or a long 10. It's like the down marker off just a little bit here with inside of 10 minutes to play in the third. 9:20 left third quarter. DeSmet a 20-0 advantage. Here is Carlson from the gun. Looks like a little confusion here as they will now get somebody lined up wide to the right, and now he'll come back to line up as the fullback, and it'll be Carlson under center. They'll pitch it outside Henrich. Henrich, again, a nice stiff arm as he's down inside the 15 to around the 14-yard line.
Run out of bounds at the 13. Brings up 3rd down and about 6 yards.
So for the gain there, 3rd and around 6. As they line up the 14, they need down around the 8-yard line. Under 9 minutes left here in the third as DeSmet threatening to extend their lead. They led 20-0 at the half. They led 14-0 after 1 quarter. Started this third quarter with the football and looking to do everything they can with it, trying to get it in the end zone. Here is Carlson. They'll go direct snap to Gannon Gilligan.
And up to number 7, Gilligan.
And Gilligan in for a gain of around 2. Oh, maybe 3. Oh, maybe even 4. Yep, 4-yard gain, 4th and around 2. So DeSmet a 4th down try here. Of course, You feel a little better about a fourth down try when you're inside the opponent's 10-yard line, and that's about where they'll line up with 8:20 to play here in the third quarter. And DeSmet already 20-0 and looking to tack on another here. Carlson will go under center, I formation, one wide each side. Carlson fakes the pitch. He's back to pass. Left side, looking for a little fade. He's got a man open. Did the defender get there early? Didn't matter. He made the catch. Touchdown.
Complete in the end zone. Touchdown, Bulldogs.
Was from around 13. I didn't see who caught it, but I would guess on Baugh if I had to. This one will come with 8:01 to play in the third. Be a 13-yard pass by Carlson. And they will set up for the two-point conversion to try to make it 28. 8 minutes left in the third, 26-0 to Smet. The two-point try is outside. And a run is awful close. Oh, he's in for two. So the two-point attempt is good, 28-0 to Smet. Oh, there's a penalty on the two-point try. So a hold will force them to try it again. So, again, the penalty against DeSmet, the fifth accepted penalty, five penalties, 50 yards, or six penalties, 50 yards, eight. And the Bulldogs will try for another two-pointer. Nope, let's back them up five more. So, seventh penalty of the game, seven penalties, 55 yards. And they're thinking Trace Van Regenmorter on the touchdown.
Penalty on the Bulldogs, five more yards.
So the two-point conversion now will back all the way up to around the 18. And are they just going to try to kick it? Oh, now they're going to try to kick the extra point. So they backed it up enough to make it a long field goal, so let's give that a shot. Hold is down, the kick is up, and it is way off. Kind of a line driver, but just a bit outside. So it'll stay 26-0 with 8 minutes to play in the third. We're back to Hitchcock in a minute, 60 seconds on KOKK.
The 2023 model year-end kickoff is on at Olympic Chevrolet Buick GMC in Huron. This is a once-a-year opportunity for savings like these. New Buick Encore GX, now $28,941, save over $2,200. Get a powerful Chevy 1500 Crew Cab, now $49,518, save over $6,375. Drive home a new GMC 1500 Crew Cab, now $48,25, save $5,250. Hurry, the clock is ticking. It's the 2023 model year-end kickoff at the new Olympic Chevrolet Buick GMC in Huron. New name, same great service.
When is the right home truly the right home? This is Reg Kleinsasser with the Real Estate Connection. First, can you afford it? Beyond the purchase price, you need to consider utility costs, maintenance costs, and property taxes. All of these factors add to the actual cost of a new home. Does the home meet your needs? Buying a large house when your kids are heading off to college in a few years or paying for a view of the lake when you are hardly home probably doesn't make sense. At the Real Estate Connection, we are dedicated to helping you find a home that meets your needs without breaking your budget. We're ready to help you find the right home today. Give us a call, 352-1300, or visit our website, realestatehuron.com.
Dakota Sports is committed to excellence in sports broadcasting.
Well, DeSmet able to peel 4 minutes off the clock and score the touchdown. Patriots are going to take the kick at the 10-15. Noel let it bounce and then picked it up and ran with it. And the Bulldogs are thinking that he goes down while he's trying to catch it. So they're arguing that it should have been downed back inside the 20. Now, there is a flag on the play. So we'll see what that amounts to. And it looks like it's against the Patriots. And that'll be a hold against Hitchcock Tulare. And that'll be the first penalty tonight on the Patriots. So Hitchcock Tulare will start their first drive of the second half with the hanky and will go first and 10 now back around their own 13 or 14 yard line. Clock inside of 8 minutes to play in the third, 26-0 now as the Bulldogs score with that first possession of the third. Brandon Knoll from the gun on a first and 10. Back around again around their own 20 or around their own 13-yard line. And loose football, and I think, is that a touchdown? It is. It's a fumble recovered in the end zone for a touchdown. They haven't put anything on the board, but I'm sure they called it a score.
Fumble recovered by the Bulldogs, first and 10. First and goal.
No, it wasn't a touchdown. I'm sure he put both hands in the air, but must have just been indicating there that it was a turnover.
Yard line of the Patriots, first and goal.
So a fumble lost is all I'm going to write in the book, as again, they just kind of threw that out there. It looked like it was maybe a pitch, and there was a little confusion there as there was nobody in the neighborhood. Henrichs will run it left side and will lean in for a gain of a couple.
Oh,
loss of a yard. And they'll mark him here at the five. So second and goal from the five-yard line. DeSmet after the third turnover of the night by Hitchcock Tulare. Two fumbles lost, one interception, and trying to score on the very short field and get it into the 30s is right now 26-0, 7:15 to play third quarter here in Hitchcock. So Bulldogs second and goal from the five. Carlson from the gun, two receivers right, one left. Henrich to his right. Second and goal, back to pass is Carlson. Pulls it down, wings it, right side. Pass is incomplete.
Pass right over is incomplete.
Well, Carlson 2 of 3 in the second half, so he is 8 of 10 for around 135 and a couple of touchdowns. This is going to bring up a third and goal at the 5. Bulldogs with Carlson under center. They will pitch it. Henrich got his block. Now trying to get to the outside. He's inside the five. Cuts it back in and prances in for a touchdown. I don't know if this one has, if there's a penalty. Yep, there's a flag on the play. So this one is coming back because that's another hold on to Smith. So three penalties, 25 yards in the second half. Eight penalties, 65 yards in the game. And, boy, one of the DeSmet coaches is livid. In fact, I think he might, the officials might have a friendly conversation with him after this. So they'll set up again here all the way back to the 14 on a third and goal. Eight accepted penalties tonight against these DeSmet Bulldogs on the road. Carlson from the gun. Couple receivers right, one left. Now motion right to left. Back to pass is Carlson again looking right side. And this time it is, I got him as incomplete. I haven't seen any indication that he made the catch.
Pass is incomplete.
And it's an incomplete pass.
Brings up fourth down for the Bulldogs.
So the Bulldogs got it on the very short field, and now Hitchcock Tulare one play away from stopping them from scoring here as they lead 26-0. As DeSmet has built quite the advantage here through the first three and almost half quarter. 6:50 to play in the third here. And now a fourth and goal from the 14-yard line. Carlson, the snap, back to pass. right side, and confusion and incomplete.
Pass number one is incomplete. Ball turns over on downs. First down, Patriots.
So the turnover on downs. Back to Hitchcock Tulare with, again, 6:45 left here in the third. And the Patriots down here at home 26-0. And the way this one has gone, you just kind of feel like got to get something positive going and definitely get a score on the board going here. Be Noel from the gun. Solomon out of the backfield. Three receivers right, one left. They'll go first and 10, their own 14. Pitch Solomon outside, head down across the 15. And the pickup here of a couple.
Carries the ball for six. Ball at five, second down and five for the Patriots.
So the 5 yard gain there for Solomon. I got Eric down 14 carries, 74 yards. Here's Noel from the gun. Solomon to his left. Again, a receiver left, two receivers right. High snap. Noel pulls it in, and it's loose again. And I think DeSmet got on top of it again. And they did.
Fumble by the Patriots. Recovered by the Bulldogs.
So the fourth turnover of the night for the Patriots, and again, DeSmet will get it on the very short field. Hitchcock Tulare defense just shut him down on the last drive after giving it up on the short field. And now faced with having to do it again. First and goal, out around the seven. Carlson under center, I formation. Fake the handoff, Carlson looking to keep it himself. Nice little deke to get himself back inside. Head down near the goal line. He's close. I got no indication he's in. I think the gain is about five, and it's going to make it second goal around the one.
Carlson's the keeper for a touchdown for the Bulldogs.
Oh, they scored the touchdown. Okay. There you go. So from seven out, Carlson with his second rushing touchdown. Comes with 5:57 to play in the third. And they will look for a two-point conversion here. Carlson going to try to pass for it. Nearly sacked. Back of the end zone pass, I think, was partially tipped. And will end up being intercepted. 5:57 to play in the third. 32-0 to Smet. Back in a minute. 60 seconds on KOKK.
Stop into Shooter Salute in Woolsey today for some good food, good drinks, and great time. Shooters has new hours. They're open Monday through Friday, 3 to close, with the kitchen open 4 to 10. Shooters is now open Saturdays, noon to close, with a lunch special and appetizers available noon to 4. Be sure to follow their Facebook page to find the weekly special and any drink specials they may be having. You can still get all their normal menu items, like their delicious ribeye dinner, and of course, Shooter's famous homemade pizzas, 4 to 10 p.m., Monday through Saturday. Make your next stop at Shooter Saloon in Woolsey.
Wilbur Ellis is a leading provider of innovative solutions in plant protection, plant nutrition, and field technology. They offer premier products and one-on-one relationships with local field experts to help their customers grow. Wilbur Ellis is committed to bringing you and your operation new and innovative ideas. Contact your local Wilbur Ellis specialist today to find out how to maximize your return on investment. Wilbur Ellis wishes all area high school athletes the best of luck this season.
You're tuned to Dakota Sports.
Welcome back to Hitchcock. 32-0. DeSmet leading on the road. Bulldogs 5-1. Patriots 4-2. Couple of the better teams in nine-man football right here. Couple of the other best nine-man football teams in the state. These two teams have played. Stanley County beat DeSmet. Avon and Falkton have both beat Hitchcock Tulare. And now DeSmet threatening to pick up a win here tonight, although still a quarter and a half of football to be played, 32 points. Here is the kickoff. Noel going to take it at the 10. Looks for a block to the far side across the 15. Got a block to 20. Spilled at the 25. So that's where the Patriots will take over.
First and 10 Patriots from the...
Remember, Gary Zell Auto Glass brings us our post-game report. We'll have that at the conclusion of this one. We'll pass along my unofficial numbers and get you a look at all the scores from around the area. We'll try to get a look at our scoreboard here shortly, brought to you by the Mirror Family Hair Care. The Tigers were trailing 21-0 at last check. We'll try to get that one updated for you as the Patriots take over here. The updated score here, 32-0 to Smith. Noel going to hold on to it right up the gut, pick up of around three or so.
And up to Solomon.
Oh, no, that was Solomon.
28-yard line, second down and eight for the Patriots.
So Solomon in for the gain at two. Bring up second and around eight. Remember, Tiger Volleyball on the air tomorrow over on Tiger 95. I'm going to have the call on that one. Here's another bad snap, and the Patriots nearly give it up. Oh, and they did. Patriots got, or Bulldogs got on top of it.
Fumble by the Patriots, recovered by the Bulldogs.
So, another turnover here. And the Bulldogs again with the short field. First and 10 from the Patriot 16. So with 5:11 left in the third, DeSmet has two scores in the quarter to make it 32. And threatening again here, first and 10 after the turnover around the 16-yard line. Fake the handoff, Carlson back to pass. Flushed out, now heads for the near sideline. He's going to run it. 20, 15, 10, head down inside the 5. I think that's where they'll send him out of bounds. Carlson around 10 or 11, enough to move the chains and set up a first and goal for DeSmet. So the Bulldogs, who scored three times in all of the first half, are now threatening to score for the third time in about 6 minutes. Well, about seven, I guess. It's down inside of 5 minutes left to play here in the third as Carlson under center on a first and goal from the 5. The I formation behind him, the handoff to the fullback. And he kind of slipped almost under the first tackle and kept grinding as Gannon Gilligan for a gain of a couple.
Handoff results in no gain. Second and 5.
No, I guess they're saying no gain here is second and goal at the 5. I don't know. He got a yard or two. So the Patriots were able to hold DeSmet out of the end zone on one of those attempts this quarter. So again, they've got the two touchdowns and they're threatening to score a third here, and there could have been a fourth in there as they turned it over on downs, and now DeSmet ran the play clock down too far. They're going to have to call a timeout. 3:59 to play third quarter, 32-0 Bulldogs. Back to Hitchcock in 30 seconds. 30 seconds on KOKK.
Action news on the scene. Once again, a craft of some sort has crash landed. I can see movement coming from the craft.
Is it the sun?
It is. It's confirmed and emerging now exactly what we thought. It is the sun. Ty Clark has just emerged from the craft. He's the son of Kent Clark. And yes, they're teaming up like Superman and Boy Wonder. Father and son finally together. Kent Clark Insurance, Wessington. Equal opportunity provider. 458-2281. For your crop insurance needs.
Dakota Sports is committed to excellence in sports broadcasting.
Well, scoreboard updates are brought to you by the Mirror Family Hair Care, downtown Huron. Lori and Kylie at the Mirror. Scoreboard updates here. The Huron Tigers trailing now 28-0 with 7 minutes to play in the third. DeSmet leads here in Hitchcock 32-0, 3 minutes left in the third. Woolsey-Wessington now up 28-0 on Britton Hecla at the half. And Woonsocket and Wessington Springs Sanborn Central leads Lee Deadwood 42-14 with about 8 minutes to play West River. So that's your scoreboard update. They're brought to you by the Mirror Family Hair Care, downtown Huron. DeSmet again setting up trying to score here on a second and goal from the 5-yard line. Carlson again under center, again the I formation. And again the handoff. And we'll see. He didn't get in, but looks like it was Carlson and he got a couple.
No gain on the quarterback keeper.
So a third and goal. Clock winding at 3.5 left now here in the third. As again, the Smet has exploded for two touchdowns already here. Back to pass is Carlson. And again, they run that fade left side, and this time it's incomplete to Ahrenbach.
Ball knocked away by number 11, Cheddar.
Cheddar out there.
Pass brings up fourth and goal
on the stop.
At the 4-yard line.
And it's now fourth and goal. So again, they've scored twice here. They've been stopped once, and now another chance for Hitchcock Tulare to make a stop inside the 10. 3:16 left here in the third. DeSmet 32, Hitchcock Tulare nothing. DeSmet threatening here, fourth and goal. Patriots a chance to stop him. Here's Carlson from the shotgun. Pass over the middle is incomplete. Solomon knocks it away.
Brings up first and 10, Patriots from their own 5 yards.
So he started 8 of 9. Carlson now 0 for his last 5. Is a turnover on downs. We'll give it back to Hitchcock Tulare with the long field. First and 10 around their own 3. Somewhere in that neighborhood, 3 or 4. So this drive will start with 3:11 left in the third. It'll be a run, Solomon right side, and gain of a couple.
Solomon has a handoff. Three brings up second down and 7.
Gain around 3, and now a flag on the play. Unsportsmanlike against Hitchcock Tulare.
Unsportsmanlike conduct on the Patriots.
So just going to amount to a few yards, but in fact, it looks like it's going to be a yard, as now Coach Solomon wants some sort of information on what led to that call, and he will get his answer, and they will be back to this attempt here. So first and around 11. Back around the 3-yard line. Noel will go from the gun. Couple of receivers to each side. Fakes the handoff. Noel chased out of the end zone. Throws it away incomplete. So the incomplete pass. Stop it with 2:41 left, third quarter. And we'll set up a second and around 11. Patriots making some changes here as oh, there's another flag. So some flag came out awful late. Oh, they're just going to pick that up, I think. Yeah, they're just going to pick that up. So the Patriots will get going here on a 3rd and 11. Hey. Noel, the handoff. Solomon right side. He's tackled. It's awful close to the goal line. Is he out? I think he got back out. No indication of a safety yet. And it's just going to be loss of around a yard. So the Patriots on fourth and around, well, about 14, because they need to get to the 14-yard line, and they're inside the one, I think. And they're going to have to punt from their own end zone here as Fast is going to get a good look at this one. Wow, what a nice punt. Went over his head, but he's able to fall back and get on top of it as the Bulldogs almost make a mistake there, but recover just in time to get the ball back here as DeSmet will take over first and 10 with a minute 51 to play in the third. They'll go from the Patriot 35-yard line. DeSmet will take over with a 32-0 lead and already in Patriot territory again at the 35. Well, the Tigers at last check were down 28-0. We'll pass along scoreboard updates as soon as they become available or as soon as I can get to them. Brought to you by the Mirror Family Hair Care. Carlson, the pitch. Henrich outside, cuts it back in, tries to go outside again and draws a penalty flag. And I would bet you $1 this will be a hold. Open $1 wager. This is a hold on DeSmet. The officials looking around like they're not going to call holding. Oh, a block in the back. How about that? So a non-holding call will be the ninth penalty against DeSmet tonight. I got him down 9 penalties, 75 yards. As now a first down and 20 at the Patriot 45-yard line. As DeSmet will again take over after the punt. Clock at a minute 44 left in the third. DeSmet leading 32-0. Carlson will go from the gun. Two receivers left, one right. Lone man in the backfield is Henrich. Henrich leading the blocks. Carlson going to take it himself. Bounces it outside. Inside the 40, 35. He's gone. 20, 15, 10, 5. Oh, he's got one man left to beat. He got in. Or did they get him out of bounds? They did not. So that'll be a 45-yard Carlson run. And will be his third touchdown of the night. Third rushing touchdown, I should say. It'll be the sixth score for DeSmet. It'll come with a minute 33 to play in the third. And we'll now await a two-point try. Patriots or Bulldogs rather looking for two. They'll hand it off near side, down to the end zone. Touchdown, or the two-point conversion is good. Carlson will take that in to make it 40-0. About a minute 10, minute 30 rather to play here in the third quarter. We're back to DeSmet, or we're back to Hitchcock in a minute. 60 seconds on KOKK.
Brushing up? Bettering yourself? Or pursuing a degree? Huron Community Campus offers in-person classes at just $40 per credit hour plus fees. HCC offers courses through Northern State University, offering quality education at an exceptional value. To learn more, call Huron Community Campus at 605-353-8518. That's 605-353-8518.
Hi, I am Tyson Lean. As a college wrestler, I push my body to the limit every day. But after a few injuries, I started to feel like I wasn't performing at my best. That's when I turned to Carr Chiropractic and their team of experts. Through a combination of adjustments, rehab, and natural supplements, I was able to recover faster, reduce my pain, and improve my overall performance on the mat. Whether you're an athlete or just looking to improve your health, I highly recommend giving Carr Chiropractic a try.
You're tuned to Dakota Sports.
Welcome back to Hitchcock here as the Hitchcock two-layer Patriots Down now 40-0 as the DeSmet Bulldogs put 20 up in the first half and now 20 more here in the third quarter as they were set to kick it away here. Deep kick, Noel going to take it at the 10. Reverse field again across the 15, looking for blocks across the 20, 25, 30. 35 got another block and he's out across the 40-yard line. We'll see where they mark him down. I think it's going to be about the 41, but, well, now they're backing it up a little bit. Well, about the 40. So the Patriots will take over. Pretty decent field position here. First and 10, their own 41, but the scoreboard, unfortunately, lopsided the other way. 40-0 here as DeSmet leads towards the end of the third quarter. Got about a minute 15 to play in the third. Well, the Patriots had some chances here, but giving up two fumbles in the second half. They lost a fumble and threw a pick in the first half. Noel going to hold on to this one. Got a block from Solomon. Noel dives ahead for a gain of a couple. Noel in for two, now a second and 8. Remember, Gary's El Auto Glass sponsors our post-game report. We'll have that after the conclusion of this one. We'll get you scoreboards, we'll get you statistics, we'll get you schedules, we'll get you scores, and we'll get you out of here. Noel from the gun on a second and 8, hands it off for Solomon. Solomon trying to get the corner. Just about got there inside the or across the 45 and tried to keep it going, but pushed out of bounds closer to the 47. Oh, there's a penalty on the play. We'll wait and see what this one's about, and we will march it off one way or the other. It looks like it's against the Patriots the way the teams are reacting, and we'll just wait for the official word from the official. He's already marking it back against the Patriots, so it'll definitely go against Hitchcock Tulare. And he's walking back to the mark, so that'll probably be a hold, and it will be. So the Patriots, after a penalty-free first half, three penalties, 35 yards in the second half. And that'll be the end of the third quarter. After three in Hitchcock, 40-0 to Smet. We're back in a minute. 60 seconds on KOKK.
Stretches Well Service Incorporated would like to wish the Hitchcock Tulare Patriots the best of luck in today's game. Stretches Well Service does jobs all over South Dakota, including installation of artesian, shallow, and geothermal wells, and pump repair, installation, and irrigation work. Stretches Well Service is your T&L irrigation dealer. Get a hold of Stretch or Jeremy and see what they can do for you. Stretches Well Service of Hitchcock says, Go Patriots!
Cheddar Feedlot of Hitchcock is now selling bred heifers, Black Angus, Red Angus, Fancy F1 Baldy, A1 to Black, and A1 to Charlet. All cattle are ultrasounded for 21-day cycles. Call Tony for viewing at 605-350-0401. Cheddar Feedlot now selling bred heifers. Call them today. Again, call Tony, 605-350-0401. Go Patriots!
You're tuned to Dakota Sports on KOKK.
And welcome back to Hitchcock here as the Hitchcock Tulare Patriots start the fourth quarter down 40-0. After the penalty here, they'll line up back around the 33, so they need the 50. They need across the 50, so 17, second and 17. Looks kind of closer to 18. We're going to call it second and 17. Patriots back around their own 33-yard line. Noel from the gun. Two receivers left, one receiver right. Solomon the lone back. He'll get the carry. Left side trying to break through. Dragging tacklers with him, but only able to get about 2 or maybe 3 yards.
Eric Solomon on the run. Picks up 5. Brings up 3rd and 15 for Patriots.
So the Patriots now on a 3rd and around 15 or so. Noel from the gun. Salmon behind him. Three receivers left, one right. The pitch is to Salmon. Salmon following those blockers, trying to fight away from a tackle. Can't get away. Pick up of maybe a yard or two more.
2 yards and then fourth down and...
So that'll bring up fourth and around 14. And I would assume I'll just go for it here with 11 minutes to play, down 40 to nothing, and that will be the case. Noel will go from the gun with Salmon to his left. One receiver left, two receivers right. On a fourth and 14, they'll give the handoff to Salmon. Salmon, nice block by Maynard inside across the 40, the 45, and he's in for about 10, but he's shy of the first down marker and will turn it over on downs.
5 yards short. Turnover on downs.
So DeSmet will have it back with 10:27 to play. Clock already winding as they lead here 40 to nothing. So Brent Carlson and company back on the field here, as I would assume will run whatever play they can run that will keep this ball inbounds and will keep it out of the hands of the Patriots. Carlson from the gun turns around, the handoff for Henrich. Henrich dancing around, jumps ahead and gets back to the original line of scrimmage. Number one for a run of zero, second and 10. Gary Zelotto Glass post-game report coming up. We'll take a look at the numbers here. We'll get a look at the scoring summary. We'll pass along any scoreboard updates that we have there. The mirror brings the scoreboard updates. And at last check, the Tigers trailed 28 to nothing. Of course, we'll get a look at that in the Gary Zell Auto Glass postgame show. Scoreboard updates brought to you by the Mirror. Here is Carlson from the gun, taking a look back at the clock there, trying to use every available second. And they will run it towards the right end, and Trace Van Regenmorter is upended for a loss of around two. So third and a long 10, closer to 11. DeSmet will go from the Hitchcock two-layer 48-yard line. And like I said, Carlson looking back at the clock, looking at the back judge, waiting for the countdown. He will use every available second here as they just want to get out of here uninjured with a victory. 40 to nothing your score. DeSmet leads 8.5 to play. Carlson on a third and 11, back to pass. Britt looks left, looks right, launches down the middle, looking for Onbaugh. And Onbaugh made the catch. Oh, my word. That was filthy. That's good for 48 yards. And a DeSmet Bulldog touchdown. Onbaugh caught that on the dead run in the middle of double coverage. He just timed it perfectly. This one will come with 8:15 to play. It'll be a 48-yard touchdown. Carlson to Onbaugh. Now they will try to convert on a two-pointer here. Carlson back to pass, looks left, looks right, going to launch for the corner, and I thought he's going to throw it out of bounds, but somebody made the catch, and still churning, but not going to convert the two. 8:15 to play, 46-0 DeSmet. We're back in a minute, 60 seconds on KOK.
The customer appreciation sale at Slumberland Furniture in Huron has been extended. The sale has been extended through Monday, October 9th, so you still have time to save till Monday, October 9th. We're here with Rich Bragg from Slumberland Furniture. Rich, tell us all the details.
This is a pretty exciting one for us. This one is very, very time sensitive, but these will be the biggest discounts of the year. Up to 65% off of list prices. We have an extra 10% off all clearance. We've got a great custom dining program that normally doesn't have any discounts. We have an extra 25% off that. And in addition to all those savings, we can still combine that with the no interest for 36 months. Tremendous low prices, great specials from all of our vendors. This is one of those events where they step up with extra discounts, extra specials, and again, we can combine all that with no interest for 36 months. For the customer appreciation sale here, 65% off list prices.
8:15 left here in Hitchcock. DeSmet has extended their lead to 46-0. As the Bulldogs look for their sixth win on the season, they come in tonight at 5-1. Patriots at 4-2. Both teams close out next Friday, and both teams, I assume, will have some postseason play. Knoll's going to take this on a bounce back around the 15. Across the 20, spun around about the 25-yard line, and I think that's about where they will mark him down. Gary's Auto Glass postgame show coming up. Stay tuned. We'll get you my unofficial statistics. We'll get you the schedules and scores, and we'll get you down the road here from Hitchcock as the Patriots. Just a rough show here tonight as DeSmet scored on the very first play from scrimmage, on their side, obviously, after Hitchcock Tulare got the ball first, and Bulldogs forced a three and out. Knoll's going to get the pitch. Nice cutback across the 25 to about the 30, and Knoll will pick up around 4 or 5. So with 46-0 your score, 7:07 to play. Very unlikely here that the Patriots could come back in this one, but now you just want to get one on the board. Just want to get something positive out of this one here, as they have been shut out here at home. And I think Salmon has taken over at quarterback. His pass intended for Knoll is incomplete. Is that Salmon? It is. So the Patriots have decided to just make the swap there, Salmon and Knoll, and see what they can do here on what could be the final drive here for them tonight. About 6:18 to play. Salmon again from the gun. Couple of receivers to each side. Bad snap off to the right. Salmon trying to pick it up. He can't get to it. And they're going to turn it over again. Waiting for the official to say this meant football. I don't see
fumble in the backfield recovered by
any
the Patriots.
Indication yet. Oh, okay. They said Salmon did get back on top of it.
He's up fourth down and 15 for the Patriots.
So it does lose them a whole bunch of yards, back to around the 18. They need the 35 for a first down, so we'll call this fourth and around 17, and now Chasing Hawk will be on to punt. With a step, he'll punt it away from around his own 10-yard line. Brett Carlson for the return around the 50. Oh, it's actually not Carlson. He's the up man, and they're just going to let it bounce. 44-yard line is where the Patriots will down it, and the Bulldogs will take over. First and 10 with 5:04 to play and a chance to end this one early. They will send out 44. Well, let's see. I saw a couple of different numbers come out. I thought maybe they were going to turn over the lineup a little bit. Carlson was coming over to the sideline for a play, and say at least he and Onbaugh will stay in. They relay in the play with 4:40 to play, and a big lead here. The Patriots are going to fall to 4-3 after this one. The Bulldogs are going to go to 6-1. Patriots closing out at home next week against a currently 3-3 Great Plains Lutheran team. Here's Carlson. Henrich, the pitch outside, and he has spilled for a loss of five.
Nice job, boys.
This winger brings down Ricky Warner in the backfield for a loss of four. Brings up second and 14. Kelly!
Second and around 14. Well, next Friday night we'll see Avon and Woolsey Westington, and that'll be our final regular season affair. So next Friday, and then the following Thursday we'll be into playoff football. So the following Thursday, and then it'll be consecutive Fridays until the Dome. The Dome is the weekend of November 10. There's a nice run for DeSmet, but a flag on the play. That sure hasn't happened tonight. Slayton Wilkinson on the run, but again, this one is coming back. Tenth penalty against DeSmet tonight. I got him down 10 penalties, 95 yards. Or make it 85. Yeah, 85. 10 penalties, 85 yards. So while they will get out of here tonight with a victory, they will go to 6-1. I'm assuming they will also have conversations about holding penalties, as it didn't hurt them tonight in the final run of things, but definitely 10 penalties, not a number that Coach Pitts is going to want to see. So DeSmet backed up now on a 2nd and 24. Back to pass is Carlson on the 2nd and long. Looks left, looks right, launches left. Passes over and incomplete. Trace Van Regenmorter was the intended receiver. And now 3rd and around, let's see, 21, about 24, 25. Clock still moving, of course. Is the differential big enough there to keep the clock winding? 46-0 DeSmet leads. 2:20 to play here. 3rd and 24, 25. Carlson from the gun. Handoff. Again, it's Slayton Wilkinson. And again, Slayton with a gain. Get it down to around 16. So pick up of around 8 for Wilkinson. And we'll make it 4th and about 15, as DeSmet will go from midfield, and they need just inside the Patriot 35 to convert. The Patriots are leaning back like they're going to return a punt. And it looks like, yep, DeSmet will bring on the punter with a minute 45 to play. Hitchcock Tuller are going to get it back and a chance to at least get something on the board there and avoid the shutout here, as they have been pushed around a little bit at home in this one. Another nice punt here, and a fair catch called for and received around the 11 or 12 or 13 or so. So the Patriots going to get a couple of plays before the final gun in this one. Clock at a minute 10. So again, that clock will wind regardless. So should the Patriots want to get off more than a couple plays, they're going to have to do it pretty quickly, as there is no way to really stop that clock. And again, kind of slowly running into play down under a minute now. And it looks like maybe we'll just get the one playoff. And they switched it back to Noel. So Solomon got his chance at quarterback. The pickup here is going to be 16 or maybe 17 yards for Derek Johnson. That'll be 1st and 10 and down to 15 seconds. And I don't even think they're going to get a final playoff. And they will not. So your final score here tonight will be DeSmet 46, Hitchcock Tulare nothing. final seconds to run off, and we'll have ourselves a Gary Zell Auto Glass postgame show. And it is official, 46-0 DeSmet over Hitchcock Tulare. Gary Zell Auto Glass postgame show comes your way in 3 minutes. 3 minutes on 1210 KOKK.
It seems like nothing's built to last these days. Well, here's one that's built to last a long time. Portable creep feeders from Vern's Manufacturing in Wessington. These creep feeders are built with convenience and durability in mind. Feed flow is easily adjustable with an agitation bar to prevent bridging and snug-fitting lids. Portable creep feeders from Vern's Manufacturing are made locally in Wessington, South Dakota. Put a portable creep feeder from Vern's Manufacturing of Wessington into your farming operation.
Ice cream, you scream, we all scream for ice cream. Dairy Queen's ice cream, of course. Get your favorite cool treats at Dairy Queen of Huron. Get a chocolate-dipped cone, a dilly bar, hot fudge sundae, or their famous DQ blizzards. And for parties, anniversaries, or any occasion, order a DQ cake or a DQ blizzard cake. Dairy Queen of Huron is open every day of the week. Drive up, carry out, or dine in. Dairy Queen of Huron. Hot eats and cool treats.
Do you know what your cattle are eating? Are they growing like you expect? At Dakota Land Feeds, their experienced feed consultants can help you be sure your cattle are getting everything they need to perform and what will help you increase your bottom line. Let Dakota Land Feeds help formulate the right ration to fit the needs of your cattle, whether you have growing calves, feedlot cattle, yearlings, or beef cows. Dakota Land Feeds has feed consultants across the territory to help serve you. See your local Dakota Land Feeds dealer today.
Are you ready for a new era in orthopedic care? HRMC introduces Dr. Kevin Hofer, a proud Huron native, bringing revolutionary orthopedic care to our community. Dr. Hofer offers expertise in robotic-assisted surgery for less pain and a faster recovery. Superior orthopedic care is available locally. Join us in welcoming Dr. Hofer and embracing the future of orthopedics. HRMC, the right care is right here.
The 2023 model year-end kickoff is on at Olympic Chevrolet Buick GMC in Huron. This is a once-a-year opportunity for savings like these. New Buick Encore GX, now $28,941, save over $2,200. Get a powerful Chevy 1500 Crew Cab, now $49,518, save over $63.75. Drive home a new GMC 1500 Crew Cab, now $48.25, save $52.50. Hurry, the clock is ticking. It's the 2023 model year-end kickoff at the new Olympic Chevrolet Buick GMC in Huron. New name, same great service.
Gary Zell Auto Glass is a proud supporter of area high school sports and sponsor of the post-game show. Gary and Michael Zell offer mobile glass replacement of windshields, door glass, cars and trucks, even tractor cabs on site. Gary Zell Auto Glass does chip repairs and they process all insurance paperwork. Call 352-0836 or toll free 1-888-852-0355. Gary Zell Auto Glass in Huron. It's time for the postgame report on 1210 KOKK, brought to you by Gary Zell Auto Glass in Huron. Once again, here's Matt Watson.
Well, thank you, sir. Gary Zell Auto Glass postgame show, starting off with a scoring summary. All DeSmet Bulldogs tonight as they shut out the Patriots here in Hitchcock by the final of 46-0. First score came with 9:59 to play in the first. 54-yard Caden Fast run, the extra point no good. 6-0 early in favor of the Bulldogs. With 12:31 to play in the first, or no, well, let's see, how about 4:31? Okay, so 2:31 to play in the first. A two-yard Britt Carlson run, the two-point pass. Carlson to Fast was good, and after a quarter, it was DeSmet 14, Hitchcock Tulare nothing. One more in the second quarter for the Bulldogs, a seven-yard pass, Britt Carlson to Tom Auenbaugh. That came with 4:45 to play in the first half. The two-point try failed, and it was 20-0. DeSmet at the half. 20 more in the third quarter for the Bulldogs with 8:01 to play in the third. A 13-yard pass, Carlson to Trace Van Regenmorter. The extra point failed. It was 26-0. 5:57 to play in the third. A 7-yard Britt Carlson run. The two-point failed. 32-0. And 1:33 to play in the third. 45-yard Britt Carlson run. The two-point Carlson run was good, and it was 40-0 after three. One more down the stretch with 8:15 to play. A 48-yard pass, Carlson to Tom Auenbaugh. The two-point failed, and that brings us to our final score of DeSmet 46, Hitchcock, two-layer, nothing. Still to come in the Gary Zell Auto Glass postgame report, we will take a look here at the scoreboard. We'll see how the Huron Tigers are faring in our game of the night over on Tiger 95 and 1340 KIJV. Final score here tonight, though, the Huron Tigers, or excuse me, the Desmet Bulldogs defeat Hitchcock Tulare by the final of 46 to nothing. More Gary Zell Auto Glass postgame show comes your way after a two-minute timeout. 2 minutes on 1210 KOKK.
When is the right home truly the right home? This is Red Klein with Real Estate Connection. First, can you afford it? Beyond the purchase price, you need to consider utility costs, maintenance costs, and property taxes. All of these factors add to the actual cost of a new home. Does the home meet your needs? Buying a large house when your kids are heading off to college in a few years, or paying for a view of the lake when you are hardly home, probably doesn't make sense. At the Real Estate Connection, we are dedicated to helping you find a home that meets your needs without breaking your budget. We're ready to help you find the right home today. Give us a call, 352-1300, or visit our website, realestatehuron.com.
Stop into Shooter Saloon in Woolsey today for some good food, good drinks, and great time. Shooter's has new hours. They're open Monday through Friday, 3 to close, with the kitchen open 4 to 10. Shooter's is now open Saturdays, noon to close, with a lunch special and appetizers available noon to 4. Be sure to follow their Facebook page to find the weekly special and any drink specials they may be having. You can still get all their normal menu items, like their delicious ribeye dinner, and of course, Shooter's famous homemade pizzas, 4 to 10 p.m. Monday through Saturday. Make your next stop at Shooter's Saloon in Woolsey.
Wilbur Ellis is a leading provider of innovative solutions in plant protection, plant nutrition, and field technology. They offer premier products and one-on-one relationships with local field experts to help their customers grow. Wilbur Ellis is committed to bringing you and your operation new and innovative ideas. Contact your local Wilbur Ellis specialist today to find out how to maximize your return on investment. Wilbur Ellis wishes all area high school athletes the best of luck this season.
Action news on the scene. Once again, a craft of some sort has crash landed. I can see movement coming from the craft.
Is it the sun?
It is. It's confirmed and emerging now exactly what we thought. It is the sun. Ty Clark has just emerged from the craft. He's the son of Kent Clark. And yes, they're teaming up like Superman and Boy Wonder. Father and son finally together. Kent Clark Insurance, Wessington. Equal opportunity provider. 458-2281. For your crop insurance needs.
Your headquarters for sports is Dakota Sports on KOKK.
Welcome back to Hitchcock 46-0. Desmet picks apart the Hitchcock two-layer Patriots. Patriots fall to 4-3. Bulldogs rise their season mark to 6-1. Taking a look at the numbers tonight, Britt Carlson. I got him down 9-16 for 133 yards and 3 touchdowns. Caden Fast, 3 catches for 49. Tom Onbaugh, 5 catches for 118 and 2 scores. And Trace Van Regenmorter, a catch for 13 and a touchdown. Again, I got Britt Carlson down 9-16, 133 and 3 scores. Caden Fast, 3 for 49. Onbaugh, 5 for 118 and 2 scores. Van Regenmorter, 1 for 13 and a touchdown. Bulldogs on the ground. I got Gannon Gilligan down 3 carries for 4 yards. I got Gannon Henrich down 11 carries for 35 yards. I got Caden Fast down 2 carries, 59 yards and a touchdown. And Britt Carlson, 12 carries, 97 yards and 3 scores. So Carlson throws for 3, runs for 3. They were heavily penalized tonight. The Bulldogs, 10 penalties for 85 yards. But they put up somewhere in the neighborhood of 180, 190 on the ground, another 130 through the air, peel off the 85 penalty yards. And the big number for the Patriots, or the big number for the Bulldogs, of course, is a 46-0 victory. Over to Hitchcock Tulare. Through the air tonight, I got Brendan Knoll down as 4 out of 6 for 0 yards and a pick. The interception was by Tom Onbaugh. Eric Solomon, I got a catch for 0. Patrick Maynard, 2 catches for minus 1. Peyton Chasinghawk, a catch for 1. And Eric Solomon tried quarterback in a series in the fourth quarter. He is officially in the book at 0-for-1 at quarterback. So the passing game, 4 out of 7 for 0 yards and a pick. On the ground, Devin Enander, a carry for minus 10. Blaze Binger, a carry for 1. Brandon Knoll, 5 carries, 22 yards and a fumble lost. I got Peyton Chasinghawk down, a carry for minus 2. And I got Solomon tonight, 23 totes, 92 yards. And I got him down for a couple of lost fumbles, but I don't know who you'd even attribute them to two work pitches, and there was a total miscommunication because there was nobody even in the neighborhood. One was definitely a fumble, but the Hitchcock two-layer Patriots end up fumbling three times in the second half. They threw an interception and fumbled in the first half as well, as they fall tonight by the final of 46-0. Around 100 or so on the ground, nothing through the air. Peel off 35 penalty yards, and the Patriots are 4-3. DeSmet rides their mark to 6-1. With a 46-0 win here in Hitchcock. Take a one-minute timeout, come back with a scoreboard update from Mirror Family Hair Care, and we're about ready to close out a Gary Zell Auto Glass postgame show. Again, back to Hitchcock in 1 minute on 1210 KOKK.
Stretches Well Service Incorporated would like to wish the Hitchcock Tulare Patriots the best of luck in today's game. Stretches Well Service does jobs all over South Dakota, including installation of artesian, shallow, and geothermal wells, and pump repair, installation, and irrigation work. Stretches Well Service is your T&L irrigation dealer. Get a hold of Stretch or Jeremy and see what they can do for you. Stretches Well Service of Hitchcock says, Go Patriots!
Cheddar Feedlot of Hitchcock is now selling bred heifers, Black Angus, Red Angus, Fancy F1 Baldy, A1 to Black, and A1 to Charlet. All cattle are ultrasounded for 21-day cycles. Call Tony for viewing at 605-350-0401. Cheddar Feedlot now selling bred heifers. Call them today. Again, call Tony, 605-350-0401. Go Patriots!
You're tuned to Dakota Sports on KOKK.
And welcome back to the final segment of the Gary Zell Auto Glass postgame show, and we'll start closing it out with a check of the scoreboard. Scoreboard updates are brought to you by the Mirror Family Hair Care, downtown Huron. Our game's on the air tonight. Tigers get shut out on the road. Pier 35, Huron nothing. DeSmet Bulldogs shut out Hitchcock Tulare here on the road. In Hitchcock, DeSmet 46, Hitchcock Tulare nothing. Wolsey Westington leading Britton Hecla 42-12 with about 3 minutes to play. And Woonsocket and Westington Springs Sanborn Central pulls off the win over Lee Deadwood. The final there, Blackhawks 42, Lee Deadwood 20. So that is a full check of your scoreboard. Scoreboard updates are brought to you by the Mirror Family Hair Care in downtown Huron. And we do want to thank Lori and Kylie, the crew at the Mirror there, for bringing us our scoreboard updates. We also want to thank Gary Zell Auto Glass for bringing us our post-game report. We want to thank the Brendan Pitts, the head coach for DeSmet. We want to thank Tom Salmon, head coach for Hitchcock Tulare. We want to, of course, thank the Hitchcock Tulare School District, Jeff and Jason and Ray and everybody up here making us feel welcome and making sure we got a spot to sit, keeping us up to date on names and numbers and all that good sort of stuff. So thanks to Hitchcock Tulare for a spot to sit tonight. Thanks to my son Grayson, my cameraman on the road tonight. As you go to YouTube, search here on SD Area Sports, and he will come up with, all of his handiwork. I think he's taped nearly every game this season. So get on over and check out the YouTube feed, or, of course, you can join us right here on 1210 KOKK. We want to thank Nathaniel, our engineer back at the studio. Great job tonight, bud. We want to thank all our great sponsors. We want to take a quick second to thank again the South Dakota Attorney General's Office, Division of Consumer Protection, as they bring us the reading of the officials. Remember, Jeff, be in tomorrow with some breakfast with the coaches. Have your Saturday morning sports update there. I'm going to call some Tiger volleyball tomorrow afternoon over on Tiger, so tune in for that if you need a laugh. I have not called volleyball. I think this will be maybe the second or third game of my entire 25-plus year career in radio. So check it out. I hope I can do the Tigers at least, sound something good for him there tomorrow afternoon. So check out some Tiger volleyball. And, of course, I'll be back on here on 1210 KOKK Monday, 1 to 4. Remember the Minnesota Twins tomorrow with some playoff baseball tomorrow and Sunday. Twins going to play at, I think, 6 o'clock Sunday night, but 2:38 was the first pitch scheduled for tomorrow. We, of course, want to thank you, the listener, for tuning in tonight for our ball game of the night, which ended up being all DeSmet Bulldogs, the final here tonight. DeSmet 46, Hitchcock Tulare nothing. This has been a presentation of Dakota Sports on 1210 AM KOKK, committed to excellence in sports broadcasting.
Thanks for listening to exciting high school sports. We are Dakota Sports on KOKK. Tonight's coverage has been brought to you by
Area sponsors include Shooters and Woolsey, Wilbur Ellis, Ken Clark Insurance here on Community Campus, Slumber Lane Furniture, Vern's Manufacturing in Westington, Pastrallo Motors, Dairy Queen, Dakota Land Feeds in Huron, Huron Regional Medical Center, Carr Chiropractic Clinic in Huron, and the Real Estate Connection. South Dakota Attorney General's Office, Division of Consumer Protection, brings us the reading of the officials. Gary Zalato Glass, our post-game report sponsor, and the Mirror Family Hair Care brings you in-game scoreboard updates. Hitchcock Tulare sponsors include Stretch's Well Service and Cheddar Feedlot. Thanks to you guys. And, of course, tomorrow morning, Jeff Duffy, breakfast with the coaches here and your South Dakota Sports Saturday. I'll have Tiger Volleyball on the air tomorrow afternoon over on Tiger 95. I'll be back in 1 to 4 Monday. And Jeff and, of course, DK will be back with that morning mess Monday morning right here on KOKK. This final score here tonight, DeSmet 46, Hitchcock Tulare nothing. For Nathaniel back at the studio, for our sports director, Jeff Duffy, and for everybody at Dakota Sports, this is Matt Watson saying good night, everybody.